From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. Somali officials initially said troops had killed 8 Al-Shabaab militants during the operation. Later, the Somali army said its forces, supported by U.S. troops, mistakenly shot dead the civilians, including 3 children. At least 36 people were killed, 269 were injured in violent protest in northern India after a court convicted Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh of rape. VOA's Maya Bush has more on the riots.
Thousands of the spiritual leader's supporters, angered by the court's verdict, took to the streets, vandalized public property, and set vehicles on fire. Curfew has been imposed in Sirsa City, and security has been beefed up in various cities across northern India, which are considered a stronghold of the spiritual leader's followers.
Some Indian holy men can summon thousands of supporters onto the streets. Their system of patronage and sermons are hugely popular with people who consider the government has failed them. In 2014, the attempted arrest of another guru on murder charges ended with his followers attacking police with clubs and stones. Tropical storm Harvey killed a second person as flooding and tornadoes continue to impact the southeastern part of the U.S. state of Texas. U.S. National Weather Service has confirmed that at least 7 tornadoes have touched down in and around the Houston area since Friday evening. Harvey made landfall along the Texas coast late Friday as a Category 4 hurricane. This is VOA News. The Lebanese army has announced a unilateral ceasefire in its fight against the Islamic State along the border with Syria. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah and the Syrian army, which are fighting IS, also announced ceasefires. 30 Lebanese soldiers and police were kidnapped when Islamic State militants took control of the Lebanese border town of Arsal 3 years ago. 4 were killed by IS, a 5th died of wounds, and 16 were released in a prisoner swap in December of 2015. European Union Commissioner for Migration says Brussels may withhold document and development aid and impose trade and visa restrictions on migrant-sourced countries in Africa and Asia to force them to take back 5 failed asylum seekers. Meantime, the EU's border protection agency Frontex says the number of migrants crossing into Italy have dropped dramatically in recent months. Speaking in the Italian port city of Catania, the group's executive director, Fabrizio Legari, attributed the drop to actions by the Libyan Coast Guard. He also spoke with reporters about the choke points applied to routes that are used to get to Italy and Greece, which have made Spain a more attractive destination.
We see that figures now are increasing in the Western Mediterranean, and namely irregular crossings from Morocco to Spain. But I have to say that this is not linked to developments observed in Libya. The flows on the western side, let's say from Morocco to Spain, are mostly composed of Moroccan citizens.
The 8,385 migrants who reached Spain by sea so far this year is more than double the number of the same period last year. Here in the U.S., the leaders of right-wing and anti-Marxist groups scheduled to hold rallies in the San Francisco Bay Area on Saturday called the events off. Group leaders said they had changed their plans because of fears that violent protesters would disrupt the rally. San Francisco Mayor Edwin Lee had urged area residents to boycott the rally after failing to convince the National Park Service to deny the group an event permit.
You know as well as I do that they have a message that we don't believe in, a message of hate. And we've seen across this country how that message can easily translate into violence.
The weekend's events kicked off on Friday with a Unite Against Hate rally at the San Francisco Civic Center. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.